is on the other side of that, you'll have a loop that goes around that whole area.
How much is it?
Did you win?
Yeah.
Is it fair much?
It's not like outside, they didn't steal it. So don't go fucking on the chest.
It's good. Well, 50's closed, so what the hell?
But you know, the bicyclists couldn't start in South Dog and cancel that leg.
Worried about that yesterday.
It's supposed to be. You're through the water. The air temperature might be. Just stay inside the raft. That's my only recommendation.
Do a lot bigger ships.
We're speculating whether we'll have
it. Right.
A hot summer.
They charge someone back. It's not the way
through,
don't they?
Yeah. It's a real mild start. For sure.
It's going to destroy the water company. But
okay. So,
parts of water.
Oh. That's it. People are still watering out there, despite the snow, despite the rain.
My grass is green like the water, yes.
Really?
So they could say transfers.
Yeah. So you go, well, that's it. $400,000.
That what they said?
Yeah. Container ship will be a little less than that, but they figure they're missing millions of dollars by the ships going down around the boat to the Cape. Yeah. That's why they're building the vessel. Yeah.
From Tahoe to
Cuba. Yeah. Tahoe's Gallatin Lake.
All the taxes go to education.
I wonder if we should start with that lifting fund. I know that we'll just kind of recess for a second until Molly gets here. I mean, yeah. Randy, what do you think? I mean, we're supposed to start at 9.
Sure.
You should we start?
Order and then take a recess.
How would she?
I don't know. What did Molly say?
She said she'd be just a few minutes, like 5 minutes. So she was dropping things off.
I can take
you on that. Quarter to 9, and she was at the UN registry down there.
Oh, we can
All right, let's do that. Let's go ahead and get started. Good morning. We're going to call a meeting of the Board of Supervisors, a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors and the Redevelopment Authority to order. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2011. It's just after 9 a.m. We're in a community center in Carson City, Nevada. Kathy, would you please give a roll call and go ahead.
Supervisor Abad?
Here.
Supervisor Aldean?
Here.
Supervisor McKenna?
Here.
Supervisor Walt? Mayor Kroll?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to have the Pledge of Allegiance, adopt the agenda. Whoa. Turn off phones. And then Supervisor Walt's going to be here in shortly. So would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? Any members of the public want to change the agenda? Is there any comments from the board on the agenda? Not. We'll take the agenda as published. Now we're on item number 5, public comment. This is the time for the public to comment on any item that's on the agenda or not on the agenda. If it's on the agenda, it sometimes is helpful to reserve your comments until the item actually comes up, but that is not required. Any members of the public, any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move off of item number 5. And before we take up item number 6, what we're going to do is we're going to be in recess for about 5 minutes to let Supervisor Walt get here. So we'll be in recess for 5 minutes or thereabouts.
Yeah, I did.
I
walked
into
the
bar.
And
I don't know where you went.
Where?
Yeah, I
started, we're down to item number six. So Sean's about to check his cell phone, I think.
There's your time, you just turn it off.
That's not very shy. So how many sets of locks? Three locks, six change.
I'll take your suggestion.
Come on, there are eight or something like that. That's what you say, there is a dollar.
We're going to call a meeting of the Board of Supervisors back to order. Kathy, please let the record show that Supervisor Walt has joined us. We are now on item number six, finance. This is 6A to discuss the Carson City tentative budget for fiscal year 2011-2012. Who wants to do this? Is this a... Mr. Pardini, why don't you take us through this, tell us what's going on here, and what we need to do or not do.
Sure, Mayor. Thank you. For the record, Nick Providenti, Finance Director. We're required by NRS 354-598 to hold a public hearing on the third Monday in May. That's kind of why we're having this special meeting and not doing it at a regular board meeting. And what we're asking you to do is approve the tentative budget as the final budget. And I just wanted to kind of give you some of the – actually, there was only one change in the budget that we had talked about on April 21st, I believe, was the meeting. We spent a couple hours going over the budget. And the only change based on board direction at that time was to reduce the internal service charge revenues to the general fund. And we actually reduced them by $51,237. The quality of life fund internal service charge went from $139,393 to $88,156 per your direction. All the other items on that we had talked about at the April 21st meeting have stayed the same, and the budget is basically the same except for that change.
Okay. Any public comments on the budget? I don't see any. Let me ask you a question, Nick, and I know we talked about this when we earlier meeting. What happens if we get significant or any changes coming out of the legislature? How do we deal with that?
Right. I believe during legislative years, the budget can be reopened for any legislative changes. And also we can augment the budget as well once the budget is adopted next year. So what we'll do, I think what Larry and I's plan is to do is to kind of bring back probably like we did last year. There was a lot of unknowns. I think we brought back kind of the September time period, August, September, once we kind of knew how things were shaken out. We'll bring back what we think the actual budget will be based on any legislative changes. And then I think we'll probably also present like a five-year plan at that point. That's kind of our goal, just to kind of see, how we think things will be in the future. So.
Well, the other thing that's out there, I think, in addition to the normal things, is that Western Nevada College is under some issues as well. And so I think that, as long as we can amend these budgets or to tweak these budgets, because I think we all need to operate as a community here, so we need to keep those things in mind as well when we go through, when we finally get some numbers out of the legislature here. So as long as we can make changes to it, I think that's where we are. But
yeah, that's the only way we can see it happening, Mayor, is that because we just don't know. We're working closely with the community college, we're working closely with the legislature to understand what the impacts are, but nobody knows until they actually make their final determinations exactly what's going to happen. So at that point, we'll kind of gather it all in, like Dick said, and we'll kind of sort it out and probably come back to you with a list of priorities and modifications if we need to do so. But, we'll just continually plug the numbers in.
Okay. Comments from the board? Anything? Okay. Motion's in order. You want to do a motion?
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the Carson City tentative budget as the final budget for fiscal year 2011-12.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Aldean, second by Supervisor Walt. Discussion on the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried, unanimous. Okay. Take us through the cooperative extension one, please. Item 6B.
Thank you, Mayor. For the record, again, Nick Providenti, Finance Director. By law, the city, the Board of Supervisors, must set the tax rate of the county cooperative extension annually in an amount between 1 and 5 cents, and we're requesting that this amount stay the same at 1.28 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. I'm not sure how we came up with that 1.28 cents, but we've been levying that number for probably 15 years at least, so we're just requesting that it just stay the same.
Nick, I have a question. We've been receiving updates from Cooperative Extension, especially in connection with SB 434, and there is a move afoot, apparently, to no longer have Cooperative Extension reflected as a line item in the university's budget so that that money can be used for other purposes. Now, obviously, we're levying this specifically for Cooperative Extension, so if they were to use this money for another purpose, could we rescind
this? This is different money. This is city money that stays in the city's. We actually have a special revenue fund. So, I mean, I think they can still spend that money on cooperative extension. I think the money they're using, that they're talking about, is state funding.
It doesn't involve.
It doesn't involve any of this money.
Well, the only potential problem is if they no longer have access to state funds, they may no longer be able to continue operating, in which case we would merely rescind this levy?
Yes, I think we've been talking with Joanna Skelly, the cooperative extension agent, and what would happen is she would curtail her operation to match what this levy is, so that we still get some cooperative extension programs, but not to the extent and to the level that they've currently been funded by a combination of both state funds and city funds.
Right, I don't think we would rescind the levy. I think we would actually levy the money, get the money, and then maybe we would change it next year, depending on how things would go. But I still believe there will be some, as Larry said, some type of program. Might just be scaled back quite a bit. But
public comment? Anything? Other board comment? Motion's in order. Who wants to do the motion? Supervisor Walt.
I move to adopt resolution number 2011-R13, a resolution setting the tax rate for county cooperative extension for fiscal year 2011-12.
A second.
Who is the second? No. Supervisor Abel? Sure. Okay. On the motion, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Carried, unanimous. Thank you. Okay. We'll now move to item 6C, Sierra Forest Fire Protection District tentative budget.
I believe Mike Klug is here in the audience. He's actually kind of runs that program. And
good morning, Mr. Klug.
If you had
how are you
any
doing?
Questions for him,
we'll see you a couple times a year. It's good to see
a couple
you.
Times. Hey, good morning. Michael Klug, Nevada Division of Forestry. As the Sierra Forest Fire Protection District is a cooperative effort between Carson City and Nevada Division of Forestry to provide wildland fire protection, you know, on the west side of the city, which funds 8 seasonal firefighter positions and 1 wildland fire captain to suppress fires, manage fuels, and do wildland fire prevention. I don't know. Pretty much the budget is, you know, status quo of what we've been submitting for the last few years. Do you have any questions?
City manager, go
ahead. Yeah, I think, and as Mike stated, this year we're doing it the same as we've done the previous years, but we have been in conversations with Pete Anderson and with Leo Drozdoff about how the future of the Sierra Forest Fire Protection District goes, and obviously with Stacy, and we're looking at some point that of going through an evaluation that we probably will look to shift this function to the city at some time in the future. We're trying to figure out what the timing would be the best, in which case then the district may exist but be contracting through the city, or it may disappear. We're not sure how that'll go, but what we've agreed to do is work with the state to kind of look at a transition period, because we think that right now the people on the west side of town pay an additional 10 cents on the ad valorem tax for the same, I mean, they're paying more for fire protection than they probably should be from a citywide standpoint, and we want to equalize that out. So. So we're working with the state on making a change to this district.
Laurie, I guess I have a question. As Mike indicated, I mean, we budgeted the same amount of money, $60,977, in 2011. We're estimating that we're at the end of this fiscal year, we will have spent about $15,000 less than that. Do we consistently budget the same amounts just based on anticipated revenues from the collection of the property tax?
It's based more, I think, on the estimated cost, but we're fixed on the property tax, and then I think we get some some sales tax monies that go there also to help make that up. And then I think that depending on the ending fund balance, will kind of either help adjust it to cover more of the cost for that year. We're slowly eating into the ending fund balances a little bit, and that's a concern we have. We'd like to see if we can do something different before the entire ending fund balance disappears. So it's actually based on what the estimated cost is, not on the estimated revenues. So.
Well, this is a sole source, though, right? I mean, if we exceed what we bring in terms of sales tax and property tax revenues, how do we make up for the deficit?
If that was the case, it would probably have to be a general fund makeup, but we don't do that. Yeah.
Okay, because yeah. I know in the actual in 2010 was considerably less. I mean, it was $37,778. I'm wondering why the big disparity between...
That may have been when the crews moved out of the area. Is that where we get some refunds back, or how does that...
Why the...
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're looking at either, Supervisor.
I'm looking at, I'm looking specifically under service and supplies because most of the increases are in service and supplies. Yeah. The actual for FY 2010 was $37,778. The estimated amount was $45,914 in 2011, and now we're funding, basically requesting $60,977 in FY12. Just curious as to why we've had these.
Yeah.
Why we're anticipating substantial supply increases in terms of cost.
I think some of that was probably the increase in fuel costs and utility costs. But I do note, as Laurie mentioned, we did recently return $167,500. To the city, and this was from fire reimbursements, and then $63,000 that we didn't spend last year was returned.
Okay.
The fire reimbursements are when the firefighters do go to a fire, the state pays their overtime, but then eventually pays the overtime up front, but then their regular time and the cost of the vehicle mileage is returned, and that's what the fire reimbursements are. So like I said, that was earlier this month, $167,000, a little over, was returned.
And you have fairly significant staff reduction to seasonal firefighters.
Correct.
This year's budget. Okay.
Yeah, I believe on that service and supplies, there's a description as well, and it looks like $10,000 is the increase in vehicle operations. So I imagine that's the fuel that you're talking about.
Right.
Well, there's also an increase in natural gas.
Increase in hazardous waste disposal. No, actually, an increase in electric.
Right.
Generally, power increases and fuel increases.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any further comments from the public on anything that was raised here? Further comments from the board? Motion's in order. Let's do it.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the Sierra Forest Fire Protection District tentative budget as the final budget for fiscal year 2011-12.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Ebaud. On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Carried unanimous. Okay. We'll now recess adjourn as the, is it adjournment?
Yes.
We'll now adjourn as the Board of Supervisors and reconvene as the Redevelopment Authority. And I'm going to turn the gavel over to the Chair of Redevelopment, Supervisor Aldean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To go ahead and call this meeting of the Redevelopment Authority to order. Thank you. After I turn my mic on, I will turn this, I will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Let the record show that we have a quorum. First item on the agenda is obviously a report on the tentative budget, which is now considered the final budget for fiscal year 2011-12. Nick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Nick Providenti, Finance Director. Again, we only made one change to the Redevelopment Authority tentative budget that we had proposed to you on April 21st. And what we did is our ending fund balance on the tentative budget in the administrative fund, we originally had projected that it was going to be $30,032. And this amount is actually less than the 4% of prior year expenditures. So the Department of Taxation called and said that we had to increase that number. So what we did is we bumped it up to $40,405. So we increased it approximately $10,000. And we just basically reduced the debt service fund ending fund balance by that same amount. So there really wasn't any changes in the total amount of the dollars. It's just the way that they were allocated between the funds. And that was the only change.
Nick, I had a question regarding, as you probably know, the RAC has been meeting, has met a couple of times to entertain requests for funding for special events. Right now, I think the total amount requested is $120,500. Is it still your intention, based on this budget, to allocate, I think it was, what, $69,000 total? Do we have some flexibility in that number by dipping into the ending fund balance or not?
Not so much. There really isn't very much ending fund balance, and it looks like, I mean, we'll know what the exact number will be once Mr. Kramer, the treasurer, bills the actual property tax number, because our property tax number is actually an estimate at that time. So it could go up a little bit. You know, we'll know at the very beginning of July, once they actually bill, what that number is, and typically they collect, you know, 99.8% of the amount they bill. So it's usually a good number. But there really isn't much flexibility. I mean, the only really flexibility that we would have, we typically have the $480,000 reimbursement from the Redevelopment Authority to the general fund. I mean, we could reduce that amount if the Redevelopment Authority would request that we do so. I mean, that's really, there really isn't much more flexibility in there at this point, unless you wanted to reduce some other expenses. I mean, we have the internal service charge that comes in as well. So, I mean, it would definitely be a board decision on how you wanted to expend those funds. We could, you know, definitely augment the budget or, you know, change those line items around later in the year if you request.
Well, when I said there was $120,500 worth of requests for special event funding, a large proportion of those have not actually been reviewed by the RAC and approved. As eligible for funding. So, I mean, that's the worst case scenario, but at the very least, I think the RAC is going to have to prioritize some of these requests based on when the activities take place in order to fund those that have an earlier start date than some others that might be funded later in the year.
Yeah, I believe the number is actually a little bit higher than the $69,750, because there's $69,750 plus there's that incentive amount of $159,000. But of that $159,000, we need to reduce that amount for the payment to RTC for
and
the utilization light,
right.
And the and also the Big Five Big Lot incentive will come out of there as well. So I thought that was going to be about, that there'd probably be about $20,000 or $30,000. I thought the number was right around $100,000, $105,000 total that
okay.
We have for incentives. I don't have the number right off.
Just to recap, I mean, we've got $50,000, which would be a reimbursement to the general fund for the Southgate incentive, right? $45,000 for Eagle Station Light, which is a reimbursement to RTC. Michael Hole is $480,000. You indicate there may be some flexibility in that with respect, or is that, and Larry's?
No, that was a board decision to try to, the $4.8 million that went out from the
to repay that as quickly as possible.
To repay that back. You could suspend that for a year. You could extend it out. You could,
okay.
Because there's no
okay.
legal obligation. It's simply a budget item.
Okay. So, you know, if you deduct those three items from the $738,750, that leaves you, and deduct special events at $120,005, that leaves you with $43,250, and we're maintaining a, what is the minimum requirement? You said $30,000 is an ending fund balance. What was
right.
it? $30,000?
Are you looking in the revolving fund?
I'm looking, yes, I am, right.
Right, yeah, we wouldn't want to go much below that 30,000.
Okay. Okay, Nick, you know, yes, go ahead, Molly.
I have a question for RAC. How, I know you've already heard some proposed applications, but have we, like, as a city, put a total deadline on all of them so they're all being heard? Because I fear that you're going to hear some, prioritize them, and then others that might have taken a higher priority, you know, to the ones that you've already set, and then the money's going to be gone.
You know, when the RAC met to review the first, you know, half a dozen applications, Molly, we made it very plain to the applicants that this was pending a number of things. One, you know, that the adjournment of the legislature, not knowing how the bills passed the legislature this year, might negatively impact our ability to fund these special events. Also, we wanted to wait until the final budget numbers were in. I mean, we made no firm commitment that there was adequate money to fund the special events that were tentatively approved at that meeting. Subsequently, we received additional applications. That meeting was supposed to have taken place earlier this month. Because of the uncertainty, we felt it was inappropriate to interview those applicants because we don't know how much money we have to spend. I think the intent is to bring all of these applications back at the June RAC meeting, have them basically represent so that we can take a look at them holistically and determine, you know, which are eligible and which are not.
But what about the ones that at the grant, the evening grant meeting that we had, the community grants, that we said we're not going to give you any money from the community grants because we will give it to you through redevelopment?
Right. Well, you know, I can't speak for the RAC. I can't speak for the Redevelopment Authority. But my, you know, my inclination is to give them priority because I don't think it's fair for us to refer them to another source of funding and then have that funding vaporize. So that would be my inclination. But we will be readdressing this at the meeting in June. Yeah.
Then if I may.
Certainly.
The question, the down on page 3.2, for the fiscal year 2011-2012, and the projects that are listed here, are these in priority? Have we prioritized these as a city? And are there funding do we have amounts for these funding?
I believe these are just kind of initiatives that Lee Plemmel had thought that were kind of in the works. I don't believe there's been any priority or there's no specific funding earmarked for those projects. I think it's just kind of what's out on the horizon, basically, that we might be able to be looking at in the future. So, but I don't believe there's any priority or earmarked with funding for those projects.
Any other comments by members of the authority regarding the tentative budget? Any comments from members of the audience? All right, seeing none, someone care to make a motion?
I move to approve the Carson City Redevelopment Authority tentative budget as the final budget for fiscal year 2011-2012.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Go ahead and I hereby adjourn the Redevelopment Authority. And I guess we are adjourning the meeting as well, right? You adjourned?
So moved.
Okay. There's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?